Young men and women from China, India, Saudi Arabia, and Korea make up the largest number of international students coming to the U.S. Their top areas of study, science and technology research, engineering and math, known collectively as the STEM fields.
Ultimately, anyone gets into STEM because they believe, or at least they hope, that they want to change the world.
Archit Rastogi is doing his PhD at UMass Amherst in molecular and cellular biology.
At the moment, I'm working on studying how fetal exposure to certain environmental toxins can lead to diseases later in life.
He's here on an F1 visa, and he's part of a growing trend. A 2014 National Science Foundation report found the number of international students earning degrees in the STEM fields rose by 35%. The number of U.S. citizens, on the other hand, fell 5%. That's one reason international students are in demand at big research schools like UMass, UConn, and Brown. Another reason, money. Their tuition is sometimes higher and often paid in full. And the STEM knowledge they bring allows schools to apply for millions in research grants. Otherwise, Rastogi says,
Without grant money, the university can't really function. Like, I don't know if you're aware of how grants work, but you know, there's a set amount of money. Like, if it's $1 million grant, so UMass will get $420,000 on that $1 million grant. I mean, the electricity, the machines, they're so expensive.
And schools are recruiting hard.
Going to college and studying in the United States has been a dream come true for us.
As current F-status international students studying here in the United States, we know firsthand all the great things an American education can provide. Not only for us.
But if you listen to the president.
I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America, creating wealth and jobs for American workers.
And among his initial actions.
On immigration, I will direct the Department of Labor to investigate all abuses of visa programs that undercut the American worker.
International student visas are in the mix. Right after the election, university administrators like Ken Reed, who runs the International Student Program at UMass Amherst, began hearing from prospective students overseas and those on campus.
I think something that none of us have completely comprehended yet is how this is going to impact international admissions.
Sitting in his office, Reed points to a document written 2 years ago by U.S. Senator Jeffrey Sessions.
So I made these for you. This is for you, just in case it's helpful for you.
Sessions is Trump's nominee for attorney general, and he's chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Immigration in the National Interest.
He has some very specific things that really have potential impact on international students, what's called OPT, or Optional Practical Training, which is a work authorization that international students get after they complete studies.
For career and research purposes, the OPT is really important, Reed says, and it can lead to a work visa known as an H-1B. But if postdocs can't continue that STEM-related work started as high-level graduate students, that research, which has been supported by federal and private money, might not make it out of academia. Reed says no matter what happens, enrollment levels won't stay the same.
You know, we're at an all-time high for international enrollment in the United States, and statistically right now, to see the impact next year, it should be pretty noticeable.
Jobs are one thing, threats to national security another. Trump's original plan to stop all Muslims from entering the country has softened. He now calls his plan extreme vetting. Alan Goodman directs the International Institute of Education, which conducts an annual survey of foreign students. He says international students are among the most vetted visitors to the United States, Muslim or otherwise.
After 9/11, the U.S. instituted the requirement that there be personal interviews for every visa seeker and holder. We have the staff today, we have the procedures, and the international students coming here remain the most closely credentialed of any group of persons entering the United States.
Over the past few weeks, schools in the U.S. sent out acceptance letters, and in about a month, prospective students will start responding yes or no. Will international graduate students be wary of coming to the U.S., of starting important work, only to potentially leave it unfinished? Archit Rastogi says he knows a lot of people who are at the very end of their PhDs.
And they're really close to doing all these great, amazing, crucial things, but they're very worried because they have to reapply for their visa, and by the time they reapply for the visa, the administration will have changed.
Rastogi says he came to the U.S. to do research in state-of-the-art labs that don't exist in India. He's got about 4 years left and eventually plans to return home. He's lucky, he says, his visa doesn't run out until 2021. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.